I'm Karen Given. Next week on Only a Game, the story of the former MLB All-Star you might see at open mic night at your local comedy club. But now Charlie Pierce is here with the week's news. Hi, Charlie.
Hey, Karen.
Unless something changes between now and June 27th, the first U.S. team sport to return to play will be the NWSL. Are you ready for some women's soccer?
I'm ready for any live sports there is. I mean, I think I've seen every other game, every previous game played in every sport.
The NHL has also announced its return to play plans. Health and safety rules are still being ironed out. But if and when play does resume, the league will skip straight to a 24-team playoff. Good call?
I mean, if you're insisting on finishing the season, yeah. You know, we have to see what happens the first time there's a case of this virus that can be traced back to one of the games. Everybody in general is dreading what happens the second time we have to shut down. Mm. And that's certainly the case in sports, too.
Right. Major League Baseball's attempt to come up with a return-to-play plan is shaping up to be a full-on labor war. The players weren't impressed with the league's proposed pay cuts. These would be on top of the prorated pay they've already agreed to. I'm going to go out on a limb and guess that you weren't impressed by this either.
No. Baseball owners used to be a bunch of old guys with retrograde attitudes toward labor issues. Now they're a bunch of young guys with retrograde attitudes toward labor issues. The fact is, this is once again baseball management trying to reassert rights it lost in the 1970s. Get over yourself.
At this point, what would you put the odds on there being a season this year at all?
No better than 50-50. I think they're trying really hard, but I can't imagine that there isn't a strong lobby within baseball management to just say, we don't need this hassle.
While the millionaires and billionaires quibble, hundreds of minor league ball players have already been released. Up to 1,000 are expected to be let go. As of Friday morning, the minor league season wasn't officially canceled. That really feels like a formality at this point, don't you think?
Yeah, this is just devastating to, you know, those of us who like minor league baseball. They are professional sports in a lot of places that don't have major league franchises. You got a lot of people who are essentially having their dreams deferred, if not killed outright.
Yeah. For the first time in its 124-year history, the Boston Marathon has been canceled. The race generally draws 30,000 runners and up to 1 million spectators. So it's hard to imagine this going any other way, don't you think?
No. And, you know, any plans to hold it at a different time of year requires an incredible logistical nightmare for a lot of different towns and cities. You know, as sorry as I am that the unbroken string of Boston Marathons is stopped, there really was absolutely no way to hold an event like that.
I wonder, it feels like more cancellations can't be far behind. I mean, the Tour de France is still scheduled for late August, but it's not like you can really keep spectators off that course either.
No, that's a good point. That's a very similar problem that we have here to the marathon. There's no way to control the crowds. What are you going to do, tell somebody you can't sit in his lawn?
Right. Charlie, 6 million people tuned in to watch The Match, a charity golf tournament that featured Tiger Woods and Peyton Manning beating out Phil Mickelson and Tom Brady. Was this actually good television, or are we just all that starved for sports?
It was only good television because Charles Barkley was one of the commentators. You know, I think anything besides the endless procession of corporate logos that we get every weekend during the PGA season is entertaining as hell. I mean, I liked watching people hit the ball into trees like I do.
Well, speaking of Tom Brady, he's put his 2018...
How do you know I was talking about Tom? Shame on you.
He's put his 2018 stretched Cadillac Escalade ESV up for sale. And he's asking more than my parents paid for their house.
$300,000. That thing better drive itself and pick out my clothes in the morning.
And finally, Charlie, a Formula One driver has been dropped by his team after hiring a ringer to drive for him in a virtual race. Daniel Abt's fellow drivers first became suspicious, how do I put this delicately, when he didn't suck. And this is why we can't have nice things.
I mean, this is just so wonderful. The human capacity for chicanery is the one thing that we can guarantee will outlive the pandemic. The guy was just too good, and that's what busted him.
Charlie Pierce is the guest editor of the Best American Sports Writing 2019, and he joins us each week at this time on Only a Game. Thanks, Charlie.
Thank you, Karen.
Have you subscribed to the Only a Game podcast yet? It really is the best way to make sure you never miss a second of our show. If you like what you hear, please consider leaving us a 5-star review. And thanks.